U.S. Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns had some bad news for the U.S. cattle industry today. At a news conference, Johanns said the USDA has confirmed a second case of mad cow disease in the U.S.
Results confirm the presence of BSE in this animal, an animal that was blocked from entering the food supply thanks to the firewalls that are in place. It is critically important to note that this animal was identified as a high-risk animal. A sample was taken and the carcass was incinerated.
The first case of mad cow disease in the U.S. was discovered in December of 2003. It rocked the beef industry and led countries around the world to ban imports of U.S. beef. NPR's Greg Allen is following this story. Greg, what do we know about this case?
Well, for one thing, Robert, it's not really a new case. It's an animal that was slaughtered in November of last year, and at that time it was tested, screened initially, and was screened positive for BSE. That created a little bit of a ripple in the cattle markets when fears that we had a second case. The USDA then sent tissue from the animal to its lab in Ames, Iowa, where it was retested, but found inconclusive. They decided that it did not test positive, and that's the word they put out at that time.
But why then was this case of mad cow disease discovered now, 7 months after it was first identified as possibly having mad cow disease?
Well, it's an interesting story. I mean, you have a consumers group, Consumers Union, that's been advocating for months now, over 6 months, asking the USDA to retest that sample, believing that the protocol it was following, using the one confirmatory test, was not adequate. They were asking them to go to a second test, which is done in Europe and Japan. USDA didn't respond, saying they were confident in their protocol. What changed this month is a request from the agency's inspector general. The inspector general went to the agency and asked them to retest using a second test, a different test, and when those results came back positive, then they went sent tissue to England, to the world's foremost lab in Weybridge, England, for a confirmatory test. Those results came back, and that's why we have the positive today.
This was tissue from what's called a downer cow, yes?
That's right. And so because of that, and that's worth pointing out, that it was never at risk of getting into the food supply, never a risk to the public. That's one of the issues, one of the points that Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns repeatedly went back to today, which is that pointing out that the agency's safety precautions are in place and are protecting the food supply. We heard that from him. We heard that from many industry groups afterwards, saying that American beef is clearly safe.
But this does seem to raise questions about the USDA screening program.
Well, yes, it does. And, of course, USDA, when it found that first cow back in December of 2003, used a different protocol. They tested it, as we said, they did initial screening. They tested it once. Then they tested it a second time, a second confirmatory test. After that first round, they dropped the second confirmatory test, which is the thing that raised questions with some groups, consumer groups in particular. And even some cattlemen now, ranchers, are saying that they feel misled. They were always told that it was the gold standard, the best test possible. But clearly that wasn't the case.
Any idea where this cow came from and whether other animals from its herd might be affected?
Well, USDA won't say where it came from. They know clearly. They say they're going to do a DNA testing and track the herd completely before they go public with more information about it. But what they have to do now is not just find the herd that it came from. They have to find other animals from the herd. They have to find offspring from that animal, because it was 8 years old. I think we believe it did have calves. So it has to track all those down. So it's got there's a big job in front of them.
Thank you, Greg.
Certainly, Robert.
NPR's Greg Allen on today's news that a second case of mad cow disease has been confirmed in the U.S.